We are at Aviation Gateway Pike on the Fly. I'm Jay Montgomery with Dave Chamson from EAA, and all things innovation is what this day is all about for us here at EAA Radio on the Fly. And we've been talking to the opener company about the Black Fly.
Yeah, so I know we're very appreciative of everything we just talked about, and I know just kind of in closing you had some last-minute comments.
We were just so excited talking about our new technology that we forgot to mention something that we're also very excited about. We're excited about that we have a number of women in the company in engineering roles. And in fact, we've got women in each of our departments, mechanical, electrical, computers. And we'd really encourage more women to get involved in engineering. Certainly take lots of those math and science classes, girls included.
All the STEM stuff.
You got
it. Yeah.
Well, we're very appreciative of that. Yesterday was Women Venture Day here at AirVenture, and I know it's really all about acknowledging the diversity and the importance of getting more women involved in aviation and aeronautics. So certainly very appreciative of what Opener has done and is continuing to do in the industry.
Great. It's really been a success for us so far. So thanks so much for your support.
Excellent. Congratulations to all
Thank
of you.
Thank you, ladies, and congratulations. Right. Thanks for joining
Cheers.
Us. Cheers. And so, Dave.
Yes.
All these innovations. You know, you started this this whole innovations thing a couple years ago at EAA. Tell us, let's just segue into our talk here with Advanced Aircraft with that.
Well, it's gonna, as we've always talked about over the years, EAA has done such a tremendous job of preserving aviation history that it's also very important for us to look forward at the trends. And on Tuesday was just Innovations Day here, where we kind of celebrate things that we're looking at and are excited about in 5 and 10 years. We had the Lindbergh Innovation Symposium. We had our avionics roundtable talking about trends in GA avionics. And we started in Aviation Gateway Park several years ago with a big focus on UAV technology. And since then, we've have a very well-established UAV showcase in a commercial drone cage. We've got our innovation showcase with companies that we had a waiting list for this year. We vetted them all and had them all apply, and we looked at business plans and marketing plans, and Advanced Aircraft Company is one of the companies we invited in. We also have a sold-out education and career center with universities and services looking at opportunities for recruitment and where you can go to get integrated into the system, and our forums, of course, have been packed as well. So very pleased to have Advanced Aircraft Company here. They're one of the companies that applied for the complimentary space that we've given away this year, and love to hear a little bit more about your week this week.
First of all, what is your name?
My name's Bill Fredericks. I founded Advanced Aircraft Company, and to make a side note, I'm an EAA lifetime member.
Yay!
Hey,
so
thank you.
Enjoyed coming to Oshkosh. First time I came was a kid with my father, and it's been neat to see all the new innovation that happens out here, and I would like to continue in that trend. So, Bill Fredericks, Advanced Aircraft Company. What's Advanced Aircraft Company? Who cares? Why are we important? So, the problem that we're solving is all the multi-rotor drones in production today are battery powered, and you can only fly 20 or 30 minutes and you have to land and swap the batteries. Why that's a problem, for most commercial users, they sell data by the acre but pay their pilots by the hour. So in an 8-hour workday, they're not covering a lot of acres. So we're developing a drone that can fly dramatically longer, so it spends more time in the air taking data, less time swapping batteries. So our first product is called HAMR, stands for Hybrid Advanced Multirotor. It can fly upwards of 3.5 hours, dramatically more time overhead. And we're right now entering our beta customer program. We're gonna start delivering aircraft this fall to beta customers. So we're still a pre-revenue company. And anyone else interested in learning more about our technology, I'd be happy to talk about it. Or maybe I should just dive into the technology.
You have the microphone in your hand, right?
All right. So
before you dive into that, tell us a little bit about your background as well.
My background. So my father's an airline pilot. He just retired from American Airlines. And as a kid growing up, he encouraged me to learn to fly. He did the crack dealer thing. He bought me my first two flying lessons. And then he said, hey, the rest of them, you got to pay for yourself. So the first two hits were free, and then I had to pay for the rest of my flight instruction myself. Started flying in gliders at 13, got my private in a glider, single engine rating, multi-engine rating, instrument rating. Did all that in high school. And went to Purdue, got an aeronautical engineering degree, Spent some time in the Marine Corps as an artillery officer, deployed to Afghanistan 2011.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be home. And also spent some time at NASA as an aerospace engineer. And while at NASA, I got to work a very unique project. I don't know if you've heard of NASA's Grease Lightning UAV.
Oh, yeah.
It's got 10 propellers, vertical takeoff and landing transitions into fixed wing flight. And my career at NASA was wonderful. And we proved that that technology is feasible. And we quite literally put the aircraft up on a shelf and then broke up the team to go work the next job. And NASA's job is not to commercialize technologies.
Right.
NASA's job is to develop new technology and prove whether they're feasible or not. And NASA did that job. And I decided personally, as a government civil servant, I'm sort of pushing on a rope. What I really need to do is start a business and commercialize the technology. So I decided to leave my position at NASA a little over a year ago. It was bittersweet. I really enjoyed my time at NASA because you got to work on some cool things. And so now we're moving on and commercializing that Grease Lightning technology. That'll be our second product line.
Okay.
So Hammer is unique in that it's got a hybrid electric propulsion in multiple hours. Grease Lightning will be even more unique. It'll use that same hybrid electric propulsion technology, but that'll be able to fly over 24 hours.
That's incredible.
With a platform that's vertical takeoff and landing. So
wow.
Truly game changing. And that market opportunity is what gave me the motivation to quit my job as a government researcher.
Oh, well qualified.
You asked.
I did. I had heard, and I figured, well, he's well qualified to move this forward. So, fuel wise, but it's just regular.
It burns gasoline.
Auto fuel.
Auto gas.
Auto gas.
Premium auto gas, 92 octane, and then you do the 40-to-1 oil mix, just like your weed whacker.
Okay.
So it's a 2-stroke gas engine that spins a generator, producing electricity. In parallel is a smaller battery pack that feeds the DC bus. And the battery handles the transients, and also if the gas engine were to fail, there's enough energy in the battery to let you safely set it down without crashing and losing your expensive aircraft or your expensive payloads.
And as far as see and avoid goes, what kind of systems are on board, you know, to start integrating it into the airspace?
Yeah, so right now we're focused on the platform.
Okay.
We do not have the skill sets at Advanced Aircraft Company to work on those systems and sensors. But we are looking forward to develop partnerships with other companies that are making those technologies.
Excellent. And how's the reception of the product been this week?
So far, great. actually, almost everyone who stopped has been like, wow, this is different and this is unique. So it's been wonderful.
Excellent. And in terms of your commercial strategy, I know you said you're sort of working on the business plan and working to commercialize. You know, when do you see it in market, and what are some of the industries that you're going to be approaching?
Yeah, so the use cases would be a question for our customer because we're the manufacturer, but some of the key commercial markets are precision agriculture, survey and mapping, infrastructure inspection, and then also we're pursuing DoD markets as well.
Okay.
That's a whole long list of things, and that's a huge market opportunity from what you've just described.
Yes, it sure is.
Price-wise, in terms of, have you started to look at pricing models for something
we
like
have,
this?
We have. We're not... releasing production pricing yet, but for our beta customers, we're right now looking to sign up more beta customers. We've got very competitive pricing. We're trying to minimize the financial barrier to entry. So our beta customer program is very competitive pricing. So I'd be happy to talk more about those interested.
And how does someone get a hold of you if they're interested in finding out more?
Yeah, the best way to reach us was advancedaircraftcompany.com. And we've got a contact us link, and just put in the subject line at the top, interested in learning about beta customer program. I'd be happy to dive into the details.
Excellent. And they can see the product here at the Innovation Showcase at Aviation Gateway Park.
So yesterday I was down at the drone cage with my show, and they flew a bunch of drones around. What is the size basis of this aircraft? Is it going to carry a video platform? You said a payload. We're talking about how much payload?
So the useful load is 9 pounds. Useful load is the sum of fuel plus payload. So you as the operator can decide for this particular mission, I want to carry more payload, less fuel, or vice versa. So useful load's 9 pounds. So if you were to carry 4 pounds of payload, that would be enough fuel for 2 hours of flight time. So it's a much bigger product than the drones that have been flying in the cage over here at the UAV showcase. But it is a very small logistics footprint. It quickly packs down to a case that you can put into a small hatchback car.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Sounds like some really interesting ideas coming forward. Well, so yeah, yesterday we did a whole bunch of this applicability of drones in the commercial market. And so now we have companies that are really grabbing onto that model and going with it.
And I always like watching his face because Jeff is a captain or first captain?
Yeah.
Captain for the 787. So long hauls to Singapore, and he flies some of the biggest aircraft in the world, and that's always fun having him watch some of people introducing some of the smallest aircraft.
In the hatchback of my car.
In the hatchback.
Take this cool
so
thing out.
Always fascinating, the dichotomies.
So you had said 24 hours of flying. I would assume that's with no payload.
That'll be our second product line,
okay.
Grease Lightning. And it'll carry about 5 pounds, 24 hours, our second product line, Grease Lightning.
That's going to be, well, both of these applications will have an interesting difference of application, but wow, what a cool technology. Yeah.
Looking forward to your success.
Yes.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank
and hope
you.
To have you back here at AirVenture next year.
Wonderful. Looking
Excellent.
Forward to it.
Good.
Thank you for joining us on EA Radio.